You will listen to a talk about the City Art Gallery. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the City Art Gallery. I am Brian Taylor and I am going to take you through the various sections with the most outstanding collection of paintings, photographs, artifacts, sculptures and other artwork displayed in the gallery. Now, as you will be going through each department, ensure that you make the most of this visit by taking notes and asking relevant questions. There are two sections outside the entrance. The left one is a locker room, where you can keep your belongings before your entry into the art gallery. And a security room on your right to keep a high-tech camera surveillance of the entire premises. Now, from the entrance, as you walk down the corridor, you will come across different cubicles on either side, as well as upstairs. The first one on your right is the conference hall. This place is used for various study-related meetings and research presentations on art and history. Just opposite, on your left, you will see the design wing. Here you will find various designs of interior decor, graphics in ancient buildings, and on archaic vehicles and furniture. You can find a few of these artworks now in heritage buildings and hotels, where the fusion of old and contemporary is distinctly visible. The next one in the row is the craft section. This section is dedicated to the creative skills of our forefathers. They invented items like cups, pots, chairs and sculptures, to name a few, without the help of high-tech tools. Then, the cubicle at the far left corner of the building is the photography department. This place includes images of prominent persons in the business world, photos of leaders who brought a change in society, and pictures of heroes in various disciplines of history. The drawing division, which contains all kinds of drawings, is just across on the right side of the corridor. The biggest attraction is the drawings done by quadriplegic artists and fellow citizens without hands. Let me explain. Quadriplegia, or tetraplegia, is the paralysis of the body from the shoulders down due to damage to the spinal cord. Here you will see various paintings by people affected with partial or complete paralysis of arms and legs. These drawings are extremely conceptualized and a great source of inspiration for many aspiring artists. You will also find some drawings that were done in prehistoric times. Ladies and gentlemen, the last cubicle located upstairs is the decoration and pictures section. This section contains decoration pieces and pictures that were skillfully drawn or painted in ancient time with natural dyes such as vegetables, plants, tree lichens, and insects. Some of the paintings have been done on wood, paper, plastic and also fabric. You will be left in awe once you take the stairs and see them for yourself. Some of the artworks in this art gallery date many centuries back. Remember that it's a collection of artworks from various countries and regions. Enjoy your visit.